Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I am really glad to have you with me on another Power Friday. It is time for us to work on some more relationship building. That's right. In fact, we're going to be combining two concepts. We often do this, and we're going to do it again today. Here are the two concepts we're going to combine. Health matters with relationship building. That's right. You know, this program where we really focus on building the individual, the family, the community. And we deal with community on the local, state, national, and international levels. And when it comes to building the family, we want to have everyone as part of that building process. But very often, we start with husband and wife. Because so much is riding on the way husband and wife connect with each other. I tell you what, when you have children who can see the parents continually relating to each other in ways that bring smiles to the hearts of the children, it has a tremendous impact on the children. Think about all the stress that is in the world. And don't forget, we've had this discussion before. Our children are stressed too. They have their own stressors. And some of the things that stress us also stress them. When things are tough financially, that's stressful for the entire family, not just for mom and dad, but for the children too. Eventually, it's going to get stressful for them too. And if you don't believe it, you think about how the children were responding during the Great Recession. When families that had been doing okay financially found themselves homeless. That's an extreme example, but it gets the point across. And because it doesn't take the extremes for the parents or the children to begin to experience stress. And so what we want to do, parents, is make sure that we're doing everything in our power to make life as beautiful as possible and in a real world type of situation. Make life as beautiful as possible so that through us, that beauty impacts our children. And great moments are coming to our children. Some of life's best moments are continually coming through us to our children. Now, that said, again, in the real world, we don't want to pretend. If something's wrong, we need to learn how to discuss that. We need to learn how to resolve it. And, of course, even between a relationship with mom and dad, husband and wife, life is not always going to be a bed of roses. Life is not always going to be great. I remember hearing a guy, tell me some years ago that he and his wife had been married for, I don't know how long, years and years. And he claimed they had never been upset with each other. Right. Yeah, okay. And I'm ready to buy that beautiful swamp that you have just down the road from your house. Just let me get to the bank. Here we go. Happiness. We're going for happiness. We want to be as happy as husband and wife as realistically possible. Now, one of the ways that we can increase the happiness factor, of course, is by having a beautiful sex life. Now, one of the things that needs to happen in order for the sex life to be beautiful is to ensure, both of you, each, the husband and the wife, ensure that sexual satisfaction, sexual fulfillment comes only from the spouse. Notice I said the husband and the wife need to make that decision. That sexual fulfillment only comes from the spouse. There's something about keeping sex in-house, keeping sex exclusive to the one to whom I'm married, and both of you adopting that attitude, that mindset, that disposition, and sticking with it. Something about that makes it beautiful. and truly helps the relationship shine. Well, let me share with you why I'm saying that this is also about health matters. Medical News Today is sharing some benefits of sex that focus on health, health benefits. And this is for real, health benefits of sex. Ladies and gentlemen, can you imagine being able to engage in an activity that is completely free, completely free, readily available or accessible? I know that, you know, there are times when the answer is going to be, hey, we're going to have to wait, you know, when the wife is still young enough to be experiencing her monthly menstrual period. Okay, there are going to be times when you're going to have to say, hey, we can't. But when I say readily accessible, I mean you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to travel across state. You don't have to travel downtown. You don't have to travel to the other side of town. Right there in the same house where you live. How much more convenient can it get? A pleasurable activity, readily and easily accessible, that also has health benefits. Ladies and gentlemen, you talk about pleasure. Talk about happiness. Talk about joy. Well, you can type the words sexual health into a search engine, and you will more than likely be bombarded with pages of articles covering anything and everything from sexual norms and advice on relationships, birth control, pregnancy, information about sexually transmitted diseases, and how to avoid them. What you may not find as get as much information on is that which pertains to physical and psychological health benefits of sex. Physical and psychological. Ladies and gentlemen, can you help me say what? Yes. Physical health benefits and psychological health benefits of sex. So let me share with you some of these benefits, and they are truly benefits, in exploring just how sex affects the mind and the body. And believe me when I say, when they say psychological benefits, they mean psychological benefits. The mind benefits when the two are having sexual intercourse. Aside from reproduction, that's important. Why else would you say sex is important? I mean, reproduction is important. You know, we need to keep the human race going. Don't get me wrong. I know that there are concerns about overpopulation and all of that. Let me tell you something. If we would just use more wisdom, we could deal with this population. You can best believe that when the Lord Jesus is reigning on this earth, he is not going to be concerned about population control. If we just use wisdom. So reproduction, pleasure, intimacy. Aside from that, sex seems to have a positive impact on many areas of life. Check this out, including work. Yes, sex has a positive impact on work. It has a positive impact on our physical and cognitive performance. And I imagine we can see that it would have a positive impact on marriage. And how about happiness into our senior years? Yes, we can enjoy moving into our 70s and our 80s. Yes, indeed. Yes, we can. And sex may also have a positive impact on certain organs and conditions, as well as a preventive effect on some diseases. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not kidding when I tell you, sex can have some powerful, powerful benefits. There's a recent study that was published in the Journal of Management. It found that maintaining a healthy sex life at home might boost job satisfaction and engagement at work. Now, you know what they're talking about, engagement at work. That has to do with how much you're really into what you're doing at work. A healthy sex life at home can boost job satisfaction. And it's not just that you're satisfied just being there. You're not just satisfied getting paid. Very often people feel most satisfied about their jobs when they feel productive. And very often people tend to be more productive when they are more engaged. Sex life, healthy sex life at home, boosting job satisfaction and engagement at work, or if you will, engagement at work and job satisfaction. Sex. Ladies and gentlemen, you have got to stay with me. You've got to. We're going to talk about some more benefits of sex. And remember, my request is that we really keep it in the context of marriage. Talk about beautiful. Back in just a few.